Hey guys, Trevor with E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. And today I'll be talking about another day in the life here in Bangkok. Also, a lot of cool things that I learned today and that I discovered that I thought maybe you guys find useful and be helpful in your digital marketing careers. So, welcome to another beautiful day here in Bangkok, Thailand. It's really nice this time of year because it's kind of getting to the fall now. So after the summer is over, it dries up a lot and it's sunny and warm and hot most of the days. Hasn't rained here in a while, actually. And we were living here all last summer and it was raining every single day. And the rain isn't cold, it's warm rain, so it's not bad. It's just, it's a lot of rain, so you end up spending a lot of time indoors. I'm happy that we were out here, though, because I'd end up spending a lot of time inside and working on my masterclass and building out my funnels and stuff like that, and yeah, it was well worth it. My dropship stores also did quite well, and not too long ago, after we went back to LA, we actually were able to sell both of them to an investor, so that was really cool. So yeah, it's beautiful this time of year. Really happy to be out here. First thing I did this morning was actually woke up and wrote the first episode of the Bangkok Chronicles. So really happy to get this new series going. It gives me a good way to chronicle my daily workout here to kind of give you guys an idea what it's like to live the life of a digital nomad e-commerce entrepreneur. You know, traveling the world, living in a city in Southeast Asia, and you know, there's a lot of us doing this now, and it's definitely not as hard as it seems. You do have to live quite a minimal life. I mean, everything that I own practically can fit into a carry-on suitcase bag and a backpack. So you do have to live quite a minimal life. Now, that doesn't mean that I am not able to afford a lot of amazing stuff. Out here in Southeast Asia, you can get fully furnished apartments for very cheap. You have pretty much everything at your fingertips out here. Super fast internet, super fast data for cellular plans that are super cheap. So everything is amazing. And it's cool living out here because you can live an amazing life. You can practically live like a king out here on the budget that you would only have, you know, in this big expensive city in Los Angeles to live a very, 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 you know, meager lifestyle and going into debt. So, yeah, I love living out here. It's definitely awesome. So, got some blogging, podcasting done in the morning. That was really cool. And cruised over to the coffee shop next door called True Coffee. It's the same company that does the True Wi-Fi and True cellular plans out here. It's called True, basically, in Thailand, and they have coffee shops. So, yeah, and I actually got my niches squeeze page done with Zipify pages on my Shopify store. So if you guys don't know, I'm running ecommerceparadise.com on Shopify. And the reason I wanted to do that, number one, I love Shopify, and I don't really like WordPress anymore that much. But the main reason I wanted to do that was because I want to show it off, because I'm using Shopify for all my high-ticket dropshipping stores. So it's a good way to let people actually explore the functionality of a Shopify store by reading and taking, you know, getting my training through there. So that's really cool. And Zipify Pages is a great tool that I discovered. Again, it's a tool made by Ezra Firestone, and it's a smart marketer. And Zipify Pages is basically a way to build landing pages and squeeze pages on your Shopify store. So it just kind of cuts out the header and footer, and you can make a blank page. Or you can use your header and footer, or you can make custom headers and footers, that kind of stuff. So the one thing I'm working with Zipify to get them to do is to figure out how to build a sidebar functionality and groups of pages so that I could build a membership site and online course in Zipify Pages. That's the only thing that's missing. I could do it right now, but it'd be a little bit clunky. I would have to build out my own navigations from page to page. If they had a way to build a sidebar in with navigational buttons and I could group pages in, just like it would be modules and lessons, clickable on the left-hand side pane, it would stay there, and then the right side would show the page. That would be amazing. It would be just like Teachable. Teachable is great, and I've been using Teachable for my course for a long time now, but I would like to have it all in one platform, all under one root domain so that all my traffic goes there. It'd be great for SEO. It'd be great for people. I could build out some cool stuff, and I was trying to research and figure out, you know, like what more is possible, and I actually found some really cool apps I'm going to get into in just a little bit here. There's really cool Shopify apps that that do let you do cool stuff like that. But first, yeah, I finished my new niches list. So you guys can check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And it goes to the niches list page that I built on Zipify Pages. So you can see what it's like. It's really clean and just perfect functionality. It's converting really well. So I'm excited to get that going. And I also finished some more stuff I'll talk about here in a little bit. with that funnel. After I finished the niche page in the morning, though, I got my morning workout done, so that was really cool. I've been pretty focused on staying consistent with this. Very, very small gains at first, very small workouts, but over time, I want to be building up my core muscles. I don't want to overdo myself or overstress myself. So my really main goal is just to stay consistent, and to stay consistent, you really have to focus on small gains, just a little bit every day. So with that said, I did raise my dumbbell weights up to 25 pounds from 20. I know it's not a whole lot, but for me, it's a lot. Pretty lightweight guys. So yeah, 25 pounds each, and lets me do about, 10 reps per set of just basic standing up curls. So I was doing those, did 10 push-ups, got a 1 minute plank in, 10 sit-ups, 10 crunches, some stretching. And that was it. It was done, by that point it was already about 15, 20 minutes in. And I felt like if I did another set, I would probably be overdoing it myself. So I'll probably be working into more as time goes on. I'm going to go up there in a little bit here and do another set and, push it an extra few every single time. Just push it an extra few. That's the goal. In building a habit and building a structured plan, especially like a 30-day challenge kind of thing, you want to start off slow and then every day add a little bit on and then take a rest day every so often. Let your body fully recover. But yeah, that's what I'm doing, and it's working out good so far. I already feel really strong in my core muscles. My back feels a lot stronger. My arms feel much more solid. I can already see definition in my chest more. So it's amazing what just a few days of working out will do for your body. Just, every single day, what working out will do is just incredible. So if you guys don't have a workout routine in, get it in. If you do, that's awesome. I want to hear about it, so let me know. Go to my blog, ecommerceparadise.com, click on the travel link, and go to the latest Brain Cock Chronicles travel blog episode and comment on the bottom. Let me know. But yeah, after the workout, I got some work in done at the condo, at my condo's rooftop co-working space. Got some more review articles outlined. So my goal here is to make a bunch of articles on my blog, ecommerceparadise.com, to review the different software functionalities and stuff like that that I use for my business. So really excited about getting those done. It's kind of going to be a foundation of my affiliate marketing career. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, I went to the local vegan restaurant, Veginary, again after that, and grabbed a smoothie bowl. Smoothie bowls are my favorite way to, kind of have like a light lunch. I really don't like to do heavy lunches. That time of the day, I still have a lot I'm trying to go on. So I need more of just like a light fruit-filled lunch that's not going to weigh me down, not going to make me tired. I want lots of energy because in the afternoon and the evening, I still want to get work done. I like to eat a lot of food for dinner time, and that kind of relaxes me in the evening, and I can, go and just kind of chill and relax, ease off the work, ease off my brain, take a shower, rest, go to sleep. So I usually do smoothie bowls for lunch. Of course, this changes when I'm traveling and those aren't available, then I'll be eating, what I have available to me. But generally speaking, I like to eat a light lunch. After lunch, I went over to Starbucks over by the park. Benchasseri Park is really nice and lots of greenery. You can see in the blog post what it looks like. I have a view of the park, so it's really nice. It's very calming to see a bunch of trees outside and stuff like that. And just to have a nice view in general when you're working on stuff, it's very calming. I got a chai tea latte, which I like to drink because chai tea is cool. It's not like coffee. It's not too caffeinated. The latte part, is nice because it's not really harsh on your palate. Just tea alone can kind of make your mouth taste funky, so I like the chai tea latte. And yeah, it's good. Got some work done. I actually checked my email first, and I saw my buddy Ernest Epps. Shout out to him. Ernest is a really good friend of mine, and he's offering a short mini course on how to do holiday offers for your dropship store. So I thought that was cool. It's only $29, so decided to invest, and it's really good. So I definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't already. ErnestEpps.com is his website. Yeah, after this, I made the plan for the new funnel for eCommerce Paradise. So in the very beginning, I kind of threw together a lot of things and the best I could, and it's been working out fine, but it's a little bit clunky and not quite the way I want it done. So I've been hacking other people's funnels that I really like, and I decided to go ahead and build one around the same sort of niche, but in like a different niche, this other guy that has one built. So instead of having my niches list go directly to my mini course, what I'm doing now is I have my niches list go to an email confirmation page, which then prompts you to go to your email, confirm the email, And then it goes to a success page, thank you page, and prompts you to go back to your email to receive the guide. And so then you go back to your email again. So by this time, I've trained the consumer, right, to go check their email. So they know now what my emails look like. They've probably marked it as important or started or moved it to your primary inbox or whatever, you know, something so that they know they're going to get my emails. So this is really good because then it'll make my other emails more deliverable and everybody is more likely to read them. So it'll increase my open rate, my click-through rate, all that good stuff. And then what I did after that is I realized I need to follow what Russell Brunson talks about in .com Secrets. And instead of just building a free guide, what I need to do is make my free guide my actual sales page for front-end product. And that's key. So he said, like, you know, when he was a kid, he had a junk mail addiction. And he would look at junk mail. And the number one thing they always did was they got you to call in to receive a free guide of some sort or a free report. And you would give them your address, and then they would mail you out a free report. But it wasn't just a free report; it was a sales letter. And so that's the key here, guys. Is like if you're going to do this kind of thing, create a free report, but make it your sales letter for front end products. So that's what I'm learning how to do now. And I haven't really built out a front end product. I built out a main offer. That was what I did: mini course to a main offer, which works great. But I need to build out a front end product because it will allow me to raise my ad spend. See, I cannot just throw a bunch of money at ads right now because I don't really have a direct ROI on that. I do spend a little bit of money on Facebook ads, but it's not a direct ROI, so I don't have a great way to measure it and a great way to break even on ad spend with my front-end product because I don't have a front-end product at the moment. So the goal is to create a front-end product. I'm going to create one called High Ticket Dropshipping Niche Hacks. And so it's going to be a product where I teach people niche selection, market research, show them niches, show them niche reports, all that good stuff. So it's going to be really exciting. Get that done in the next month or two. Have a ton of niche reports in there. By the way, if you're already a member of the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, you're going to get access to all the stuff that I make in the future, whether it be front-end products or mastermind groups or whatever. You're going to have access to that stuff. So that's why I, you know, told all my people, like, when you get in, you're a founding member. At whatever point you become a founding member, you're going to get access to everything else I do in the future. So it's really, really cool. There are some certain higher level mastermind groups that you'll have to pay a little bit extra for if you're already a student, because it's just a more time intensive thing for me. It's more along the lines of private coaching, which, you know, I do provide private coaching for the masterclass, but you can also purchase it separately. And if it goes beyond what you already are included in the masterclass, then you do have to purchase it separately. So enough about that, though. What I'm doing is building out the front-end product, which is a niche hacks course, and then I'm going to build out a Inner Circle membership. So it's going to be a monthly membership program for people, whether they're a member, masterclass member or not. They can become a member of the Inner Circle. And what that is a bi-monthly live webinar call, and I get to sit down and talk to you guys for about an hour and tell you all these different niche hack secrets that I've been figuring out, all these new niches that I found, and you guys can ask me any questions you want, and I can answer them live on the call. And so it's a really great chance for, you know, you guys to get your questions answered live, and I can dive in and stuff like that too. So I'm going to be building that out as well. So it's going to be my niches list, which then goes to my niche hacks course, which then goes to my Inner Circle membership, which then goes to my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. And then after that, I'm going to have a group coaching program. It's actually already live for my students, and have a few in there, which is great. And so the group coaching program is something where I have three or four students in each small group, and we do calls weekly, and we do deep dives into each of our businesses per call. So it's really cool. And then beyond that, I'm going to be doing live events in the future, and, you know, some software and stuff like that. So it's really exciting. But what I've been diving into is trying to figure out how to move over from all my other software platforms to doing everything on Shopify. And it's been kind of a struggle because, you know, most people that do membership sites and courses, they don't do it on Shopify. They do it on WordPress or, you know, just like a completely branded solution like Teachable. Whereas I started on Shopify for my blog and my store for selling coaching. And then I went to Teachable for hosting the membership program, for hosting the online course. And I use lead pages to connect them, right? But it's kind of making my SEO kind of wonky. And so I want to make everything on one root domain. So I want to move my lead pages, all the squeeze pages and stuff like that over to Shopify. So I'm using Zipify pages. It's working great. I love Zipify pages. Really simple and easy to use. I highly recommend it. I'm working on becoming a partner of theirs, so I'll be able to actually provide an affiliate link in the future. in my resources page. And if you guys aren't familiar with my resources page, you can go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/resources. I recommend each of the software applications I actually use are in that page, so you can see which ones I use and recommend to become successful. But yeah, my goal in the future, of course, is to move over from Teachable to Shopify as well for my online course membership programs, stuff like that. So we'll see how that goes. It's not going to happen right away because it's not, you know, Shopify isn't quite ready for it yet. Zipify Pages is not quite ready for it yet. If I did build it right now, it'd be really clunky. So I'm going to go ahead and wait for that. Hopefully they'll upgrade their software in the next 6 months or so and I can make the move. But yeah, and then the next thing I realized is that I can do this because there's an app called Locksmith. There's a Shopify app called Locksmith app, and it actually provides the ability to do locks on content. So you can lock content according to many different things, whether they purchased a product or they have a tag on their customer account, whatever that is. So I could create a sales page for my course through Zipify Pages, sell it through Shopify, and get a cha-ching on my phone every time someone makes an order for the course. And then they get into the course automatically because of the Locksmith app, which applies it. And I would just have to create an email flow and a thank you page flow that would, you know, take them to the course page. And that would be that. So it'd be really simple. Now I'm just waiting for Zipify Pages to get back to me on if they can build that into their platform. And then the Locksmith app, I found out, actually also the guys who created the Locksmith app also created an app called Mechanic. And I've linked to both of these apps in the blog post as well. So if you guys are interested in learning about those, you can either just type them into Google or the Shopify app store, Locksmith app and Mechanic app. You can also go to my blog, ecommerceparadise.com. Anyway, so Mechanic app is cool. It does a lot of different automations. So it can automate like different things. Like if something happens, then it will do something else for you. And there's like 50 different automations, and I read through a lot of them, and they're kind of cool. Some of them are really quirky. Like you can even connect your store with IFTTT, which, you know, so if you get a sale, then it like does whatever you want it to do, basically. Like IFTTT can link into a bunch of different things. So that's kind of cool. And yeah, there's many different things you can do with that. So I'm assuming I would probably use that to automate certain functionality, especially for delivering membership site, programs to people in a really, really clean way, really, you know, seamless way. I want to make it like an easy process. So there you go. All right, and then, yeah, after I discovered that, just went over and got a massage, and one-hour massages here in Bangkok usually cost like $5 to $10, so it's a great way to just, like, take a break, relax, let my brain rest for a minute, because by then, my brain is just completely fried, and I just need to, like, chill, so just, like, relax, you know? And after that, I went back over to Starbucks and got back into my funnel again. So my goal was to finish the email confirmation funnel by the end of the day. And you guys would be surprised, you know, you're working on this stuff. It can take a lot of time to do little things. So it's really important that you funnel hack first, you find competitors and you model after them. Because what you can do is you can take a lot of their content and you can just like rewrite it for your own niche, you know? Because like some of the hardest thing to do is to write content. And so it's really cool just to have something to model after. Like, even if it's just kind of like a coloring book and you're just coloring within lines, that's, you know, kind of what I'm talking about here. So you want to find a coloring book for funnels so you can kind of color within the lines of your own funnel, okay, when you're going to do this kind of thing. So that's what I did, and I got that done. So I was really happy and, you know, built out all the plans for the funnels that I was talking about earlier with the niche hacks and the inner circle and stuff like that. So I was really happy about that. And then I dug into lead pages just to check and make sure things were actually working. I discovered they actually weren't connected to my ConvertKit account. I was like, what the heck, you know, did all this setup and for some reason lead pages had dropped my ConvertKit account connection. So I don't know why, but whatever, I fixed it. That's fine. Some of the leads that signed up weren't getting any of my emails, which, you know, is unfortunate, but that happened. So I fixed it. And yeah, so now everything's on Zipify Pages, which is connected to ConvertKit. And I just checked and I got a bunch of email subscribers today and the emails are firing off, so I'm happy about that. And yeah, and then I went home and got some delicious vegan food ordered in with my wife, relaxed, and went to bed. So yeah, today the plan is to get a lot more work done, and we'll see how it goes. This is life, guys, you know, figuring things out one day at a time, discovering new tools all the time, and making adjustments. My wife is going through and doing our dropship store stuff. She's working on the sales pages for the products, and she's working on working with the VAs to get the products added. She's organizing the products. She's adding tags and types and stuff like that and getting all that stuff done, so it's really cool. She's able to help with that, and I'm able to focus more on e-commerce paradise, which is a big business for me, so are doing this together. We just booked our next trip to Bali coming up in February, February 1st to the 11th, so we're excited about that. And yeah, for right now, it's actually Black Friday weekend, so if you guys aren't prepared yet, make sure you're raising your bids on your campaigns, and make sure you're sending out emails for promotions. For me, I have a promotion for my masterclass. It's 20% off. Code is BFCM, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, BFCM. And if you go to ecommerceparadise.com/BFCM, you'll see the 20% off deal all weekend long. And I'm actually doing an extra deal. If you're on my email list, you'll get that extra special deal beyond the discount. So make sure you get on the email list so you can get those emails. And if you want to get on the email list, just go to ecommerceparadise.com and just scroll down to the bottom, or sign up for my niches list, 99 niches. And you'll get all the emails for the special for the weekend. So if you haven't yet also gotten the Shoptimize theme yet, they're running a $20 off coupon for Black Friday. Code is SAVEME20. So go to Shoptimize.com. ecommerceparadise.com/Shoptimize is my referral link, and use the code and it'll work there. Get $20 off the Shoptimize theme if you haven't gotten it already. And that's about it, guys. So definitely stay tuned for more cool Bangkok Chronicles coming up in the future. We'll talk to you in the next episode.